Oh, sorry, I was playing with my Duelmoji. Stay tuned for more on Days of Our Lives.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Well, hello and welcome. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, let's try it again. Well, hello and welcome to the after show for NBC's hit drama, Days of Our Lives.
Number one.
Number one.
Soap opera.
Number one soap opera on NBC. Go figure. And we are part of the AfterBuzz team that reviews it for you. And by reviews it, we mean we give us opinions.
Yeah.
And who am I joined with today? To my far left with the hair for days, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa, ladies and gentlemen.
That sounded like a Kristen Wiig doing Liza Minnelli.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me just turn off this lamp.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Tony Moore. And we have a very special guest host.
I was thinking you were going to do your Twitter and stuff. That's not till the end. No, sorry, that's why I hesitated.
That's all right. I'll do your job. We have a guest host with us. He's been in here before. He's a Days of Our Lives super fan. This is
Michael Mattis.
Yay, Michael Mattis. He's back with us again.
It's Matthew Evan Payne in disguise.
Very true.
Or James Lott Jr. in a real good disguise.
talk about your having your Halloween costume in advance. Well, thank you for joining us again, Mike.
Thank you. And some of you may have already had issues finding us, but we tweeted out the link today. So if you're having trouble finding us, it's because we formatted things a little differently here at AfterBuzz. So now to find our show, you have to go to AfterBuzz Dramas, the drama channel on the AfterBuzz
and subscribe,
channel.
So
and
that
subscribe
way
to that,
it comes up.
And then you'll be able to find us a little bit easier. So we apologize if you had a hard time finding us today.
Because we did too.
But yes, we did. Some more than others. And make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
I beg your pardon, madam.
Instagram is Dish and Days. And
Facebook is Dish and Days,
and
too.
And Facebook's Dish and Days. And Twitter is _ Dish and Days.
The ad is implied.
It is. And make sure you go to iTunes and rate us 5 stars.
Because if you do that, you might get Fan of the Week.
Yep. Very good possibility.
I know. Although the show gets just more ridiculous.
What have I got myself?
I've been choosing random things, though, now. So now it's not necessarily. Because the other day, I picked the first person in the chat room.
You did. It's whatever inspires you.
The other day, I just picked random. I liked her Twitter handle.
Yes.
Should we just talk now about it? Okay, go ahead. Because you found it.
Okay, so last week we gave Candy Poo! A lovely...
P-O-O-H on Twitter.
A lovely fan of the week, to which a friend of hers tweeted her and was like, girl, you got fan of the week. And so Candy Poo was very excited. And then one morning, I woke up to a message in our Dish and Days Facebook inbox.
Yeah.
And it was a video. And I was like, oh, what's this video? It was Candy Poo accepting her Fan of the Week award, where she thanked us and AfterBuzz and James Lott Jr. and Matthew and Mark J. Freeman. And
it's hysterical.
I immediately messaged Mark and was like, you have got to go look at this now.
Yeah.
So,
but we want to share it with you guys. So, yes. Candy Poo, we need you to resend it. We have additiondays@gmail.
Yes.
So you can email us an attachment or something so we can play it in the studio, because we do want to share it with everybody, because it is absolutely
well hysterical. I will say she is working on it, so we'll continue to work on it with her, and next week hopefully show it. Well, no, she's I messaged her on our
Got it.
Yeah, but it was so hilarious, and it was amazing, and it was wonderful, and
it's a hoot.
Yeah, yeah. The first fan to ever do a video accepting it.
And I was going to say, too, is not everybody has to do an acceptance speech now. Like, I was like, oh, girl, now everyone's going to do an acceptance speech. I'm like, we don't have to do that. Wait, where's today's episode? Why am I not finding it here?
What episode of what?
Today. I'm trying to get in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Why am I not finding it?
I don't know.
Oh, did I share the wrong link?
Probably.
I think I shared the wrong link.
Well, if you go to our Twitter page, which is at underscore edition days, you'll be able to see.
Well, I don't know. I think I may have just shared the wrong thing.
No, go to the, it's pinned to the page.
Twitter?
Yeah, because I pinned it earlier.
I said, did you do it on Twitter? And you said no.
Didn't I say yes?
You said Instagram. I said yes. You said Instagram.
No, I said yes, I did it. I said I did it earlier. This lady in her age.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
A shout out to Steve in the booth. Oh, we have no more Alexis.
I know.
So shout out to Alexis, who's probably watching.
Yes.
So how do we feel about this week of days? Is that how you felt?
It was okay. I honestly, there was it seemed like a lot. Like I kept saying how other episodes kind of were moving. I just felt like there was a lot of repetition this week that I was kind of like, ugh.
But okay, you said I've that last that. Week.
No, I didn't. No, I said there were some stumps. It was a lot more this week. A lot more than normal.
Michael?
The excuse me. For me, the only really interesting thing that happened this week was the whole thing with Lucas. That was like, the excitement this week was the first, was like Monday and Wednesday and dealing with Lucas.
Because
Brian DiTillo was phenomenal and just killed it.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else was just kind of like there.
It's
you
like
know, it wasn't really engaging. It wasn't really exciting. It was just kind of like,
It's info week.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's info week.
But it makes us appreciate the weeks that good stuff happens.
Because I think some stuff is...
Well, yeah, we're leading up to the double wedding, so I think maybe that's why they had, like, you know, okay, we're going to do a chill week this week, and then the payoff will be next week with the double wedding, and whoever... I think we figured it out already, but there's supposed to be a mysterious wedding crasher. But,
don't say it.
I mean, I have my own.
The theories are out there, and I even think Soap Opera Digest kind of gave it away.
Right.
But...
Nothing can be kept a secret anymore. It's kind of sad.
Well, this is true. But anyway, let's just talk about the week. It's now time to start...
Dishin' Days.
Oh, is Michael, this where I turn
it up? You do our
my job.
Whee! It is now.
There we go.
Dun-dun! Set it and forget it.
All right. So, first storyline, top storyline was the Eric... Brady, Nicole, and I included Abe in that list because I thought that was the most interesting part of the story.
I completely forgot about Brandon and the mom and the connection that they had. So that was a good refresher.
Mm-hmm.
Someone asked on our Audition Days page, they were like, who's Brandon? And I was like, oh, that's Abe's son. And she was like, what? Like, you know, and so I had to break it down for her and I was hoping that I was getting it right. So... If fans remember, Brandon is the son of Abe and Faye Walker, Nicole's mom.
Yeah.
Faye Walker, which is Nicole's mom. Mm-hmm. So,
who I had the pleasure of interviewing here at AfterBuzz TV.
That
spotlight on.
So you can look that up on AfterBuzz TV. I think it's still on there. And, so that's the connection, and that's Brandon. But what I like is that they are mentioning people.
Yes.
You know, so I like that people are not forgotten. And I do like the fact that Nicole even mentioned how her and Abe work. Because I'm sure fans were like, what? Why is she talking to Abe like that? And she mentioned how her and Abe used to be close. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, when her mom passed and Brandon had left, you know, they kind of were not as close anymore.
Died. I forgot about that.
A tumble down the stairs. I'm actually still a little upset about that because I don't think that a tumble down the stairs will actually like just kill you like that. But
one way to find out.
No, but in TV and movies it does all the time. Oh,
you're trying to showgirls me?
Some marbles on the stairs.
Anywho, so I'm going to ask this: how do you guys feel this week about Brady? And be truthful and honest, girls.
It's not like they're making him kind of almost villainous, and it's not working for me. Like Brady's, how to put this? It didn't thrill me. I guess it just didn't resonate with me. So I'm not really for it. We'll see where it goes, and maybe something will happen. But you know they do this sometimes when they, and I don't know if this is the long term plan or just a short term thing. We have to wait and see. But when they try to, you know, kind of reformat, but Like redo a character that's like
revamp.
That's the word. Thank you.
Revamping.
Thank you. Like they've done, like they did with Kristen, like they did with Lexi years ago, and with some performers, it works really well. They can play both, like the sweet and the good guy, and then they can play the mean, the villain, like even better.
Mm-hmm.
But it, so far, it's not thrilling me.
Mark,
I liked it at first. I think I said that even on here when we were when he first kind of started. As I think I phrased it, grew balls. I just think now it's just getting a little too over the top. Like, it's a little ridiculous.
I just...
Do you think, like, too forced?
No, I just like, think that they're, like...
Like, the whole thing about he's like, you need to fire Nicole. I'm like, that's so stupid.
Yeah. It's just, it's like, taking it a little bit too, too much of the extreme.
It's irrational.
Yeah.
I just kind of always... viewed Brady as, like, you know, a confident man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the man that you root
for. He's all, like, insecure.
Yeah, and he's very insecure when it comes to Nicole and Eric. And last week, I think, I said, I understand why, because I think you're starting to see that chemistry after she forgave him. Yeah. It was kind of like her heart was open again, and we're all reliving when they were in the heating vent again. But I think for me, I just want him to be like, calm down. But
Brady is an ass clown. Calm down. Someone commented Brady is an ass clown.
Oh,
so I kind of
you can read that.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's all up there.
Look at that. Oh, that's helpful. Okay. Thank you. Well, you got Mark because you know Mark's blind. Thank you, Steve. I it was a moment where I wanted to come around the corner and go, okay, girl, like, let's calm down.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, let her live her life. But I like that, I like that Eric just decided, you know what, she loves this place too much, she's such an asset, I'm gonna quit.
Which is so Eric.
Yeah.
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 Eric's the one you root for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
I will say this, like, here's the thing, is like, this is where I have the issue, because I actually liked the fact that when Nicole came downstairs, she called Abe,
mm-hmm.
and he overheard her talking to Abe, and she legitimately explained what she was doing, and just the fact that, instead of him going, oh, okay, I completely misread that, it's... You're lying to me. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying, is it's taking it a little to the extreme. Had he just been like, oh my God, I totally did just... You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I walked in and I completely came to my own conclusion. But he's not doing that. They're making him a little irrational, which I don't think Brady is.
Mm-hmm. So right.
That's my issue with it.
Well, there's that. I hope that it doesn't mean that it's the end for Greg Vaughn.
Well, no, that's what I was thinking, because I haven't heard any, seen anything about him leaving.
I haven't either. Maybe he's just going to live in the cabin for a while.
Where is that cabin? Did I
miss it? It was in Canada. It was in Canada at one point.
Oh is that the Canada one?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Well, listen.
They're not going to build a new one.
The cabin they use when they need it.
Not mince words.
Any cabin is just a short ferry ride from Salem. Right? Yeah.
Off the docks.
Yeah. So there's that. All right,
but I did like the Nicole and Abe stuff, and it did bring back a lot of memories, and I thought it was cute.
Bring Brandon back.
Yeah, oh, I thought the same thing.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, let's bring Brandon back.
Wait, so okay, question.
Okay, answer.
And we'll put this question up on our Twitter as a poll too.
Okay.
Are we Team Brady or Team Eric?
Eric.
Eric.
Okay.
And you're not going to say what you think?
I'm Team Eric, too.
Yeah.
Because I just like Eric and Nicole together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think Brady, I think he's at a different period in his life. And him and Nicole, that ship may have sailed.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like that passion that Nicole and Eric has is the same passion that she had for Daniel.
I like how he said that so delicately.
Yes. So and now we want to know what you guys think. Make sure you go to our Twitter page and answer the poll question. Are you Team Brady or Team Eric? And we'll let you know the results next week because we want to give everyone a chance to participate.
Vote. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Then another big chunk of the week was about the weddings, the double weddings. There was wedding dress buying Bachelorette. I'm curious to know. I feel like we're really getting set up for this Bachelorette, Bachelor Party stuff. So I'm like, is this going to be like...
Is it really going to happen, or is it going to be like that gala that we watched from like a back room somewhere?
Right.
With the Hope and... whatever his name was, Aiden,
uh-huh.
when they planned that big gala, and then we just watched it
from the back, yeah. Right. I don't know.
Or will they not even do it? Will they just kind of, gloss over it, like, they'll wake up the next day, and it'll be done.
Yeah, you know? I feel like there's a lot of setup.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was most of Friday was
right.
them talking about these, and having their moments with Paul and Brady, and... Andre and Chad and Jen and Abby.
And nobody seemed excited about it.
Yeah.
Like, nobody seemed excited about the prospect of a bachelor party. Like, across the board, they were like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
This is going to be crazy.
I'm like, so either you're doing a really good job of setting up a really good story, mm-hmm. or this is going to be very anti-climatic.
Or it's filler. Yeah.
Yeah.
When they were talking about bachelor parties, I suddenly went back to that time that they were having that fundraiser, and all the men of Salem were strippers.
Stripping.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Good times. Good times. Very good times.
Oh, and they also talked about the other thing they got brought up was a kind of a flashback, was when they had the stripper for Hope.
Yeah.
Thing mm-hmm. that I was like, oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Me too.
So yeah. I do have to give them kudos for bringing that stuff back up. And
they're really good, like, just in general. Like, this writer is really good about... I don't know how long or how tedious he was about going back into history, but I don't think there's been a writer since I've been watching that actually goes back and looks and references so much history.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think the scene writers have changed as well. I think mm-hmm. one or two are still there, but there's some new scene writers, which I think is what needed to be changed. Yeah. Because and I think that's why we're noticing different things being said, because I feel like before you just heard the same stuff over and over and over again. So you're hearing new voices.
And if it was in the past, it was done and just, or rewritten.
I also wanted to mention this. So we had the Will flashbacks.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
The one with when he was in the bed with Sonny, I felt like there was more passion between him and Sonny than him and Paul. Did anyone else feel that?
Between Will and Paul?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, when Will comes back, I'm going to totally ship Will and Paul. Like
Will and Sonny or Will and Paul?
Will and Sonny.
Yeah. That's
so like the scene where Will was laying in bed.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
And Sonny woke up. And, like, when Sonny went to go kiss him, like, I was like, ooh, that's passion.
Yeah.
And thank you, Chandler Massey, for being a gay that is shirtless in bed.
Okay, that was a little bit awkward scene, because I'm like, this...
What? Like, say it.
I was like, this is a little homoerotic for daytime. But
they ease you into it.
They did kind of
because the other scenes with Paul and Sonny, they both had their shirts on, or mm-hmm. like when they were on the island, like they were like not cuddled up, you know.
Right.
And so sometimes, you know, we point out like, girl, you know, we would be like, hold on to our man.
Yeah.
But then when Will popped up, I was like, all right, there's some things that I'm digging.
No, I liked it. As soon as it happened, I think I even wrote in my notes, OMG. Like, I loved it.
Did you go, ooh?
It was a cute moment. I loved it. I thought it was appropriate. The other thing I'm waiting for you to bring up, which you haven't yet, Tony, so I'm surprised, so I guess I'll do it, was the cute moment with my boy Billy
Sonny. I didn't bring it up because I felt like you would. I did put it on our Insta story.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yes,
I saw that.
Yes. So what moment are you referring to?
It's like when I'm hanging out with Billy at the bars and he plays like he's my boyfriend. It was really cute.
And then you woke up.
I just thought it was cute. It's so,
it was a very
Billy,
cute moment.
Because Billy does that kind of stuff. So it was a really cute moment. It was, and just even the moment when Paul comes in and then kisses Sonny, and the guy's like, who are you? He's like, I'm the husband. He's like,
okay. Three groups.
It was just really cute.
Yeah.
I appreciated it. I really did. So, and then they didn't dwell on it. Like, they just mm-hmm. moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. It was good. I like that moment.
Sonny Bunny. Yeah, he called him Sonny.
Sonny Bunny. And so, there's a lot of, awkward moment when Abby and Chad had to fill out the application for the church, and they had to list the weddings in their family that have been there, and they start going through, and you're like, oh, oh. And then I totally forgot about the EJ and Sammy wedding when she basically, like, exposed Abby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and had EJ arrested.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Sammy Brady was so that was good at wedding. Yeah.
That was one time I was actually like, okay, I like Sammy here.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
normally I because she a
was,
fan, but
oh, she was so good. Conniving with that. Yeah. Like she planned that down to mm-hmm. her. Yeah,
that was good. That was good.
Yeah.
Oh, memories. I hit that note. I'm just proud of myself for hitting it.
Close right. enough.
So that's it. And then, like, you know, everyone's basically getting ready for the weddings. And Freddie actually tweeted out, I think the wedding is... I didn't realize the wedding was happening so soon because then they started saying tomorrow. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize it was happening so soon. So
There's not a lot of time between when couples get engaged now and weddings. Mm-hmm. It's
No.
Oh, and the other thing that we probably should touch on, because I think it's how it ended, is potentially Abby is not divorced from Dario. So
can't get annulled.
We don't know what's going to happen there.
And also,
I mean, we know, but we don't know
that Chad and Abby are waiting to make love.
And I would like to put this out there, Billy. I mean, if you need a little something before, then you just let me know. You got my number wrong.
Oh, girl. When I tell you that would be 1 minute that everyone will regret.
1 minute.
1 minute That's and generous. Counting.
All right. And then I figured we'd end on, because I thought it was, I'm just so happy about Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved it. I loved everything that he's doing. Mm-hmm. I just, I'm so glad that he's front burner. I think that he's knocking it out of the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
I love every moment of everything that he's doing.
And I still feel like his drinking makes sense.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like him being completely plastered and him, like, you know, thinking of Will. And I love that Will kept saying, you know, Lucas, I think, asked him, like, what are you doing here? And he was like, you tell me. Like, I'm in your head. You know, like, so it's kind of like a... They didn't play it like he was a spirit.
Right.
They played it like he was a thought.
Yeah.
You know, and he's now like imagining Will there.
Yeah.
And I just love the just how they were with mm-hmm. each other and how Will was just kind of, well, first of all, it was just so great to see Will and see like Chandler Massey.
Yeah.
Although I'm a fan of both. Of both Guy and Chandler, but it was just great, and just how Chandler played it, and how it was like a lot of concern for Lucas, and it was great.
Yeah,
I love those scenes.
I love Chandler.
It was the most compelling thing about this week.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Until Lucas went to hug him, and he wasn't there anymore, and he hit his head on the pew, and then just passed out,
mm-hmm. and then woke up. Restrained in the hospital.
Yeah.
I even liked that stuff with Jen and Maggie. Yeah. And did he say, like, Maggie, why are you here? Or something like that. And I don't know. I felt like he said something about, like, why is Maggie there or something. And I was like, well, she's your sponsor.
Yeah. I do.
He did say something, like, when he was yelling, and I don't remember the exact quote, but he's like, he mentioned all three of them.
Oh, right. Yeah, That's what it was. Yeah.
And I just, it's like you, you can't, you feel bad, but then it's also Brian DeTillo, so you, like, kind of giggle with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love when he was, like, went to Kate and was like, you fired me, and that left me with nothing.
Yeah.
I have nothing. Yeah. Not even my granddaughter, as he's still trying to get out of the straps.
Right.
It was a very touching moment, too. Like, and I had this thought of, like, kudos to the writers for making sure that Kate, Jennifer and Maggie were the people who ran in because it made sense.
Yeah.
Somebody over there is thinking.
Yeah, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. I loved it. And then Kayla just being there just as the doctor.
Yeah.
Who cared for
it? That's right. She was there for
kind of in the background.
But they didn't make, and I love that it was more so about those three.
Three, yeah.
Right.
Taking care of him and kind of having this intervention. So kudos to Brian DeTillo. You're doing it, girl.
Finally getting some good material that he deserves.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's been just, like, he's been there, but he hasn't really been given anything really compelling to work with.
Right. Yeah. And now he is just like
hitting it out of the park.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And me.
So those were the three major, I guess, high front burner stuff. Yeah. Then some tidbits. Eli and Gabby had a little TBD moment, and he kind of explained to her why he really got fired. And she feels responsible. Do you think she should feel responsible?
I think you go what you think first.
What I kind of missed that whole whatever incident happened. I missed that, so I was kind of, it was kind of lost on me.
Oh, you missed when they got reins?
Yeah.
And Eli shot him?
Eli shot him while he was holding Gabby, basically.
Oh, okay.
And so that's... Which I don't, think is a legitimate reason. Yeah. Like, it just...
Because he kind of... he did explain it in one episode, and I was...
Yeah.
That doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't think she should. I mean, knowing what I know, I don't think she should.
Yeah, I his reasoning for being fired, I think it's not his fault because he didn't put Gabby in jeopardy. And I feel like I've seen other shows where cops, if you have a clear shot you
right.
take
you
it.
Take
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what he did. And she, you know.
Now, it would be different. I feel like it would be different if he shot her and then, and Reigns' gun, like, discharged and he got, like, you know, scalped her. I mean, so she was unconscious for a while. You know what I mean? Like, where there was something like that. But, I don't know. It just seemed a little... that's one of those moments where I feel like they're kind of forcing the drama. Mm-hmm. That's not there, that they're creating it themselves. Mm-hmm. The other thing that happened is the auction for TBD with Julie and Chloe and Myron.
Yes. Can't forget Myron.
Popped back into Salem. I mean, you know what I think of Julie anyway, so I was just kind
of... What do you think of Julie?
Oh, she exhausts me. I knew exactly, as soon as Myron came in, I realized what was going to happen.
Yeah, you know
exactly
what was
going to
happen.
So, we'll see.
I thought it was a very unlikely pair.
Mm-hmm.
But... I'm kind of interested to see how they would work together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think they are two very strong and opinionated women.
Mm-hmm.
I love Julie's sass that gave to Myron. Yeah. And I love that in that split second, they just decided, let's just do it together.
Yeah.
So I think, again, it's another kudos to the writers for, like, thinking outside of the box, you know what I mean? And putting two people together that I don't think we would have ever in a million years put together.
Right. That I definitely agree with.
Yeah.
Somebody just wrote
what?
That Gabby's grieving over her loss of Chad has lasted longer than her relationship with Chad. That was funny.
That was great. Speaking of, I'm going to ask another question to you guys. Do you think that Gabby should attend the wedding? Yay or nay?
Yeah. Because I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I know.
I kind of feel like that, too. Like, I feel like it wasn't... I feel like when Abby came back, Gabby was already on the fence of, like, being with Chad. And I think, you know, it sucks, but at the end of the day, you know, they're still your friends.
Well, and it's not just their wedding. It's Paul and Sonny's. True. And she's, you know, the mother of the child.
The flower girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Who...
So, yeah.
Ari is like... I'm going to be your flower girl. She's excited.
Yeah.
She don't care.
And then she was all, when she couldn't hang out with Lucas.
Right. I love it. All right, next.
Brady also, just wanted to mention that at the end of Friday, I think Brady and Sonny kind of go at it because Brady thinks that he should stay in control of and CEO of Titan, and Sonny shouldn't. So just
put it in. With the way they're doing Brady, I'm like, yeah, girl, just give it back to Sonny.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's going to be one of those things where you're going to probably have to throw the reins back to him anyway.
Yeah.
But I kind of felt like the way he was treating Sonny was just kind of like, you know, well, in your absence, I've made everything just fine. Yeah. So, no, it's like, no, girl, you knew you were just a temporary like, filler.
Yeah.
So.
It's like he's just being a jerk to be a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I, and again, like, it's like, I don't think, like, I feel like, I'm curious what Eric thinks about this storyline and the way they're writing him, because
Eric Martsoff?
Yeah, because I think they're taking him away from who he really is. As much as sometimes Brady can seem a little sappy and goody-goody, I don't mind him being tough and being, I'm a Kyriakis and every once in a while, but I think it's taking it way to the extreme that it doesn't need to be going.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens.
We'll see. All right.
And then,
who do we have next?
Those two.
Which two? What two people we got here?
My favorites. Rafe and Hope.
I mean, could we honestly have dragged that out? That literally, it was the same conversation. They literally were just like, okay, now we're going to do the same scene. But JJ, you replace Lonnie. Yeah. Lonnie, you go over there and we're going to do it all over again. And you guys say the exact same thing you just said. And we're going to tape it. I'm like, girl, really? We just had a whole episode about nothing.
You know what I actually thought? I thought for 2 seconds that this writing team was actually trying to go back and clean up what the previous writing team did.
In what regards?
And they were going to give Roman back. Like, Roman was going to come back and be commissioner again so that he's not
the owner and bartender. Do we have any doubt who it's going to be?
I mean, it's weird because I can see both.
You know who it's going to be.
Who?
You know who it's going to be.
No. Girl, you know me. I am just a fan.
No.
Open
I'm
eyes.
Not saying you're on camera stuff. You know
he's saying
who, you
he
know.
Should, he's saying it should be obvious, I guess.
It like, is obvious. It's very obvious. How is it
I'm
not
afraid
obvious?
To answer because I think I'm wrong.
Who do you think it's going to be?
Hope.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Really?
No, you know why? Because okay, for me personally, I think she's great, and of course she's a Brady, so like
ish. So Horton,
yeah. So like, yeah, but that whole sting of like Stefano and like what she did and the whole cover up and all that kind of stuff is kind of like okay, so girl, now you're gonna be commissioner. Like I feel like
she did that was brought up.
That was brought up.
Her and Lonnie talked about
that was brought up until she
her or was it her and JJ?
It was brought up with her and Lonnie.
Brought up twice.
It was brought up, but there was a valid point, and I was like, well, but then I can see Rafe. You know, because Rafe has more of a clean, well, besides that cover-up, he has more of a clean...
Besides when he got fired for covering up his sister's murder.
Girl, make Lonnie commissioner. Let's do that.
I just, that's it's like, it's those are, that's the stuff that I get. Ugh, I can't.
You, okay, so you say it's going to be Hope.
Yeah.
You think it's going to be Hope.
Right.
I think it's going to be Rafe.
What do you think would create more... tension between the couple, like Hope getting it or Rafe getting it? Like, do you think it would be like, because I think that's probably the direction they're gonna go. Like,
it's weird,
which would create more tension, like, in terms of the characters, like, who would be able to be like the loser, you know?
I think they would be both understanding of it, though. You know what I mean? Like I don't think they'll ever look at each other like, oh, well, you're doing that wrong as commissioner. Like, I think they would just. Be like, well, I mean, they just...
Well, who do you think would have more trouble taking direction from the other? Do you think Hope would have more trouble taking direction from Rafe, or do you think Rafe would have trouble taking direction from Hope?
I think
maybe that's what the writers are probably trying to decide.
I think they both could make a decision without checking in with each other first.
Well, there you go.
Maybe they'll honest. Be co-commissioners.
Co-commissioners.
Yes. Maybe. Maybe.
Just avoid drama altogether.
It just—it's like it's like the whole "should we get married" nonsense. Yeah. It's like it's literally like let's just write and rewrite the same things over and over again just to keep them on camera. And it's just—it's aggravating to me.
Yeah.
Again, and when there are good moments like with her and Hattie, I'm willing and able to accept that and embrace it. Yeah. But when you keep giving me nonsense over nonsense just to give somebody airtime, it's just frustrating to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know that that's what it is, but that's what it seems like to me.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That was it. That was the week.
That was the week.
What was it? Should we do our segments?
Let's do our segments.
Let's do our segments. We'll start with Tony's official 3 Snaps Award.
Oh, snap! All right, so first, I want to give an honorable mention to two people for the
Three Snaps Award. It is now time for Tony's official honorable mention Three Snaps Award. And thank you, Stephen, for playing along.
So, I'm first going to give an honorable mention to Julie for her sass during the auction. I am then going to give an honorable mention to Billy Flynn and his little take on the groom's...
Sonny.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, Sonny Bunny.
But I will have to give my Three Snaps Award to what I would call the David Copperfield of facial hair. It goes to JJ's beard. Because one day it was in, and the next day it was out. So
I don't even know that I noticed.
Yeah. Well, one day
I did, you know what? Now that you brought up, I did notice. It was like, when I was watching. Thick. I forgot about it. Until,
it was in real thick, was, like, and I was bushy, like okay, bunny. Girl. And then the next day, it was just like, and I was like, what happened to the beard?
I didn't even
because
notice.
Because
that's
it
so
was
funny.
Like because before we saw him last week, it was kind of stubbly.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, it was like bush. And then it went back down to stubbly. And I'm like, girl, they are playing the good old, like, Las Vegas MGM Siegfried and Roy magic trick of this beard. So, Casey Moss, your beard gets Tony's official Three Snaps Award. There you have it.
All That's right. Funny. And now it is time for...
Mark's Quote of the Week.
Thank you so much. So I think this one's pretty obvious. I think you guys are going to know. I think you guys, most people already know what I'm picking. Because it happened on Monday. Mm-hmm. It was in response to Lucas saying, there is only one Sammy Brady. And Will said, thank God. So the hallucination of Will gets my
Will's ghost.
So that has been
Mark's Quote of the Week.
And my Fan of the Week.
Fan of the week.
And you do not need to do an acceptance speech.
you may write us your acceptance speech. You may do what you like.
Someone yes. wants Tony for commissioner. Look at that.
There you go.
Hashtag vaccine son.
Who is that? Janaya? Oh, I never know how to pronounce her name.
I love that. Janaya.
I want Days to hire Tony Moore. Hashtag hire Tony Moore for commissioner and Maxine's son. I love it. I love it. I like it a lot.
Write your congressman. I picked this one. This is from Twitter because I didn't think I have chosen this person before, and they're always on Twitter, and they're always supporting us in the show. So I thought that was a good reason to give them Fan of the Week. And it's going to go to Billy Flynn fan. And the
Say that again?
Billy Flynn fan. A little time
is that
twister.
You?
It is not.
That's
me.
You, isn't it? That is
I'm
your
giving fun of the week to myself.
That is your undercover Twitter handler.
And no, that's their name. The Twitter is Chabby Fan Forever. And they wrote, so ready to dish days with my gals over at Dish and Days. Been a pretty great week of episodes. Hashtag Ron's Gold. Hashtag Days. So I thought that Chabby Fan Forever should get Fan of the Week because I always see they're on and they're always very wonderful and supportive. And I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, so I'm keeping it gender neutral.
I like it.
Good for you.
All right. Shall we take a couple of calls before we get into news and gossip?
Sure.
We'll take just a few. So if you guys would like to call and chit-chat with us about this week of days, you can call 424-253-0749. Again, that's 424-253-0749. Chat lines are open just for a few minutes. But I feel like while we wait, we can give some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
He's always on it. All right, just a reminder, Eric Martsoff will be in concert in Montreal, Canada on November 18th. Again, I forgot to do it last week, but I'll make sure we post a flyer about that. Heard news that Greg Vaughn is going to be returning to Queen Sugar, which is on OWN on October 25th. He plays a detective, so make sure you guys check that out. Also, Eric Martsoff and Greg Vaughn will be in Long Island, New York. in October. For details on that, it's for the Reach for the Stars fundraiser. For more details, you can email reachforthestarsfanevents@gmail.com. I think tickets are sold out, but you never know. Maybe if there's more interest, maybe they'll have more tickets. Oh, okay.
All right, your audition days with Mark, Mike, and Tony. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello? Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Tony. It's
Lonnie.
Hello?
Lonnie, are you there? Can you hear us?
Oh, might be a bad connection. Okay.
Well. Tony.
Oh, there she is.
Hi, Tony. It's Lonnie.
Hi.
Hi, Mark.
Hi there.
And we have Michael, too.
I understand something.
Okay.
Is they're looking for a commissioner for Salem to be replaced. Why don't they add Eli?
Ah, that's a good question.
Maybe that'll be the twist.
Because he needs a job, and he knows Abe, and he knows Rave. But I'm not and he knows Gary. Why can't Eli be the help out with the commissioner?
The only thing that I could think of is that he doesn't know Salem PD as well as
because Reigns did.
Yeah, but
I don't know where they got Reigns from.
He can learn the ropes from Hope.
That's right.
True, but I mean, would you want to be up for the running of commissioner and then learn the ropes from the person who was up for it?
I don't do the writing. Get information from Rave or someone.
I mean, I think it's a good idea to have Hope, Rafe, and Eli up for it. I think any one of those people.
Well, I think there's one person that everybody's forgetting about that I think should be commissioner.
Chad cannot be commissioner of Salem PD. He's running Demerit Enterprises.
He can co.
No.
You can either have Steve or Paul.
Steve or Paul. Another good options. Lonnie, you should be in the writing room.
But they do more private stuff.
Just an average fan.
No. You sound like a writer to me.
But I don't know. That brings up a good question. I don't know. Maybe they just thought those two would be the best options. But, I mean, of course,
you know my opinion.
We can think of other options.
I can think of a million other. I would bring somebody from General Hospital.
And when is Matt coming back?
That's a good question. I want you to tweet him and ask him. Because he doesn't.
I don't have a Twitter, Matt.
Oh.
Mark.
Well, then I'll tweet him for you then. I don't know. He hasn't. He's ignoring my calls. He doesn't like me anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But you know, I still have Billy, so that's
fine. He's still in Boston with family, as far as we
know.
Yes,
he's still in Boston.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Lonnie. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, Mark. Bye, Matt.
Take care.
Bye, Tony.
Bye. You will answer to anything. You will. All right. So as we're waiting for the next caller. Just to let you guys know, in Jekyll Island, Georgia, on October 13th through 15th, Star Trek Fan Event is holding an event with Marcy Miller, Martha Madison, Eric Martsoff, Christopher Sean, Casey DePaiva, and Jordy
Vesuzio.
Yes.
We have another.
Vesuzio.
Yes.
Hi
so,
there. You're on audition days with Michael, Mark, and Tony. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Hey, Brittany.
Hey.
Hey, Brittany.
So what's your question or comment about this week of days?
What do you guys think of Eric leaving town just like that?
Tony?
I thought it was abrupt, but because he's such a kind person, I think he's doing it because he'll always sacrifice himself for someone else. So he doesn't want to interrupt the happiness that Nicole has, and she's very happy now with Brady, and now she has Holly and Tate, and she does a great job for the center. So if it's a problem for Brady, he would rather bow out gracefully. So I think he did what's best for the greater good. I don't think it was the best choice. I think he should have just stuck around, but I don't know.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's very Brady. And I'm okay with it. I'm not mad at him for doing it. I think it makes you like him even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael?
No,
I think it's across a little different, though, for Brady, because he doesn't usually, like, he's not, like, I don't know, like, to be like that, to just demand, like, he usually is not, it's not like Brady, so I like seeing the side of him.
Yeah, I agree with that as well.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a good question.
Thanks, Brittany.
You're welcome.
The dramatic. Right. That was very dramatic, Brittany.
It was very like, she's like,
we're rubbing off on you, Brittany. You're welcome. We're rubbing off on you.
Well, thanks again, Brittany, for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And to finish off that last news and gossip, check out StarstruckFanEvents.com for more information on that.
You forgot Day of Days.
Yeah.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, we didn't talk
about it. Thank you.
And the other thing. There's one other thing.
Yes. Day of Days is November 11th right here in Los Angeles at Universal City Walk. It is a free event for fans to come out and meet the wonderful cast of Days of Our Lives. That's happening again on November 11th. So check out nbc.com/days.
It's a lot of fun.
For more information. It is
a
lot of fun.
I highly recommend it.
Yes. Yes. I've gone a few years. Mm-hmm. I know you've gone...
like 5 years in a row.
Yes. Yeah. So it is a great event. You've been.
I've never been.
You went 2 years ago.
I've never been.
Shut up. and then do you want to talk about the other thing?
Yes, there's now a Chad Demira emoji.
It's not just a Chad Demira emoji.
No, it literally is just a Chad Demira emoji.
That's well, there's
the only one worthwhile in that whole 99 cents that I bought.
Well, Days of Our Lives.
And someone explained to me the red shoes. I still, I'm like, what does Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz have to do with Days of Our Lives? Someone needs to explain that to me because I have no idea. I've been racking my brain trying to figure it out. I understand an hourglass, obviously.
The yellow rose.
I understand the rose. Yellow rose.
Did you Google it?
But. No. I well, maybe put that much effort into it.
Well, maybe a fan knows.
Well, that's
so
what I'm
like,
saying.
I feel like I feel like it's in my brain. I can't.
Red shoes.
Red shoe. Like, I know there was a murderer with a glove. I feel like there was a murderer with a that was wearing red shoes.
Something about Maggie and red shoes.
Oh!
The red shoes
that
she danced in or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh! Because remember when Maggie was paralyzed?
Yeah. Victor gave her
a pair of red shoes
because they were something from when she was
Yeah. Look at how we help out each other.
Okay. So all it doesn't have to do with the Wizard of Oz.
No.
Okay.
So make sure you guys download the Duomoji app
and please tweet and make sure that you put in a request for a Chas emoji. That is missing.
Actually, tweet us and let us know what emojis you would like to see. What? Okay, so if you could create a dual emoji, Chas would be yours.
So it needs to be like
it's a huge
Chad
emoji
in a chair. Chad shirtless. Chas.
They just need to. Yeah. You just want a separate app for Chas.
That's fine. Yes. I'm totally down with that.
And what about you? If you could create a dual emoji, what would it be?
Let's see. They already have Christopher Sean shirtless.
Uh-huh.
Check that off.
Check.
When you said Christopher Sean, my head registered Sean Christian. And I was like, was that on there? I was like, oh, God.
No. I don't know. Because they have Carrie slapping Sammy.
Yes.
Which was one of my favorite scenes like back in the day.
Sammy slapping or Nicole.
Yeah. Yeah, there were
they
two.
They have
yeah.
the levitating with Marlena.
Did they have anything?
They should have had
Hope
in a Cage.
I haven't seen all of them. But
Hope in a Cage.
Hope in a Cage or something about Susan and Kristen.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Or like
Susan's teeth like
yeah.
like flying through the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her fake teeth. There we go.
You know what I would make? Girl.
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 Yeah.
Girl. Yeah, because they have little sayings and stuff too. We do it. Girl.
Yeah.
I think we should do anything that Victor says should be.
Someone order a hooker.
So, yeah, so make sure you guys download the Duomoji app. It is for iPhones and Androids, and they're found in the app
Xander
store.
Shirtless and wet. A April wrote that.
That would be good. I like that. Oh, and I know that they did a Facebook Live on Soap Opera Digest, mm-hmm. and this was just like the first set. There are more
coming
that are going to be released. So this is just like the first set. Because someone asked why wasn't there Stefano or a Phoenix. Which those two are good.
Yeah, Armin Van just said that too.
Yeah.
And Hope in a Cage is a good one.
Yep.
Thank you.
That's good.
You're welcome. I just want Hope in a Cage.
Aww. So awful. So awful.
I mean, let's not mince words. Oh my gosh! An elephant.
They should do an elephant.
And a rock.
Yes! Oh, genius.
Tweet your senator. Get it on there.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to put... That should be the Dish and Days emoji. We have to start our own.
Can you imagine if we had Dish and Days emojis?
My hair wouldn't fit in an emoji.
Oh, my God. That would be
amazing. I'd have to
have
it in, like, two parts.
So I'm actually putting on our Twitter and asking you guys which emojis would you like to see Days of Our Lives do. So tweet us and let us know, and we'll read out some of those responses
and
next week too.
We'll
Theo
take,
in a towel.
We'll create
Linda,
a file.
Linda C. No, that's Linda C. That's not me. That's
Linda Theo
C.
in a towel.
Yeah.
That was Linda C. That said that. That was not me. That was Linda C.
But I think you were, because you were just tapping. I think you messaged her and said, "Write this,
say
this, because Mark will call me out if I say this." That's not mince words. And then, what was I going to say? Oh, no, forget it. Moving on.
What?
No, nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we talked about even doing a segment of...
Yes.
Based on the week.
Yes.
A good Days of Our Lives emoji.
You know what I think we should call it? Say it with Moji.
Say it with Moji.
Yes.
I don't know that we're going to do that.
We'll have to figure it out.
Or we could do... Here's a good idea. We can have them submit something for the week, the fans. And we'll just pick one for the week.
Oh, like they create the...
Well, they don't have to create it. I mean, if they want to, go for it. But that's a lot of work, girl. But like a suggestion for the week of a dual emoji for the week that they think would be a good dual emoji to represent the week. And then we can pick one.
I like it.
Because then they get to do it and we don't have to... We can just come in and just go, these were some.
These were some. So we'll do a segment called Say It with Emoji,
mm-hmm.
and we'll have you guys...
Say It with Dualmoji.
Say It with Dualmoji, and we'll have you all create an emoji...
You don't have to create it, you don't have to draw it out.
No, but just use the emojis in the app, and send it to us, or tweet it to us, and we'll choose the ones that fit.
Yeah.
Describing
that we
the week.
Think fits the best.
We'll have to re-explain this on social media because...
We're going to have to.
Yeah.
Because I barely understand it.
I believe in our fans so much because anything that we've asked for, they've created.
They've done it.
Yeah.
Tenfold.
I like you guys.
That's
we
why
love
I
it.
Think it's better for them to do it because, you know, yeah.
At your age, I mean, girl.
I can barely write my name, let alone draw an emoji.
Also, Billy Flynn fan. Said, thank you so much to the gals of Dish and Days for making me fan of the week. Always a pleasure to tune in every week. # Days Gals, # FOTW, which is fan of the week.
Yay!
All right. So,
that's it. That was been the week.
Yeah.
We did it. We made
did
it through.
It. We made it all the way through. All right.
Bye.
Just cut.
Just cut it out.
Just cut.
Well, Mark,
it's a wrap.
You're supposed to ask us where the... Yeah, do your job.
Tony, tell them where they can find you. Besides the bathroom at Mickey's.
Oh!
I believe that's where they can find you, lady. Well,
he's
ladies and
alley.
Gentlemen, if you would like to find me on the social
media.
Stall
medias, number 2.
Make sure you like me, follow me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com. And of course, you can find all of us on Dish and Days, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Michael?
Oh, Michael?
You can find me on Twitter at MLMATTES1. Or on Instagram, ML Mattis, MATTES.
Lost the one for Instagram. You're just like, no.
Some jackass took ML Mattis on Twitter before I got it. So,
oh,
you know, I had to be one.
Sons of guns.
I did like the Price is Right where I was like, one.
Yeah, exactly.
$1.
Thank you, Lonnie and Brittany, for calling in. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LORAYNELOVE.
And you can also find your hair
on Twitter as well. Living for the hair.
We're always living for that hair. All right.
Well, only time I ever use this is when I get a haircut. But all right. Thank you guys. Tune in next week. We will have the same. We're going to do it again.
We're going to chat.
Very similar, maybe different outfits, maybe bigger hair, but we're going to be here.
Yeah, we'll be here.
We got it.
All right. Bye, you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.